Rolling? Okay.
Me. Okay.
All right. It's the Rage Master here. Final interview at Goularty Fest, Sci-Fi Malady Goularty Fest, whatever. And I am here with the Mummy and the Monkey.
Hi-oh.
And hello.
So what happens when you mix a mummy and a monkey? What happens?
Well, you get something called the Mummy and the Monkey's
Hairy, Scary Hangout.
Which can be seen when, Janet?
Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, on our Facebook page, The Mummy and the Monkey.
Yes, I did call her Janet because the Mummy and the Monkey are also known as
Janet Decay
and Grim Gory, yes, your host for the Friday night festivities that we broadcast live on our Facebook page.
And it's an interactive horror film hosted show, and we do play some sci-fi movies as well.
Yes, we do.
I was going to ask, what kind of hijinks does a mummy and a monkey get into on this show?
Well, we make our own skits and bits like that we show in between the movie. We cut the movie up in about five farts, as we call them.
Yeah, instead of five parts,
we call
they're five
farts. Yes, and we actually add fart sound effects among other types of sound effects. Movie within the drop and within the movie, and we also do a new thing where we add movie star John Saxon into the movie.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's right.
Yeah, it all started within the springtime. We were hosting some John Saxon movies. So shortly after that, all the fans were asking, is John Saxon in this movie?
Yep, so I get my video editing skills limbered up, and I drop John in wherever we can.
So, like, for example, the Crimson Executioner, the scene with the spider monster, John Saxon was the spider monster.
That's right.
Oh.
A little superimposing goes a long way, let me tell you.
I also saw that the monkey was also on I can't even speak English. The Parmarosa.
Bananaza.
They know what bananas
are. Defending the Parmarosa.
The Parmarosa, yes. That's a new skit series that we're coming up with called Bananaza. Yes.
Bananaza, that's
loosely,
how you say it.
Very much loosely based on the hit show Bananza from the 60s. Yes, and they are in located in a part of the country called the Parmarosa, which is a take on Parma, Ohio, which is, again, it's all imbued in the whole Cleveland Parma mystique, some of it, but the humor goes above that. We just use that as a backdrop. But yes, it's the adventures of Grim Fartwright and his best saloon gal, Rita.
Rita the saloon gal, yes.
And I noticed that I didn't think Lauren Green would be using bananas to defend the Ponderosa. But
well, you got to use what you got, and that's what I got on my side all the time. A nice
all the
bunch
time.
Of bananas.
And I also noticed, maybe Stasha can help me with this, how do you get a pink thumb? My wife has a green thumb, but how do you get a pink thumb? I mean,
well, only in Parma, I suppose.
And we are in Parama, so that's why I'm thinking maybe I got a shot here.
Well, if you plant enough flamingo seeds, because that's how they get them flamingos on their lawn.
And it's fall right now, so you have to plant your flamingo seeds
that's,
so they'll spring
okay.
up. You know, in the spring, yep. you'll have your pink flamingos in the yard.
Trade secrets. You know, who knew?
Yeah.
But that's
and
how they actually get there.
And do you ever have a problem with people ransoming the pit flamingos? Because that happened to my mom. And I don't want that.
Well, when you're in Parma, almost every yard has them, so I think there's enough to go around.
Okay, yeah.
Same,
so we're protected.
Same with the white socks, too.
Yeah.
I think when you become a citizen of Parma, they just give you white tube socks to wear.
We got pierogies in the mail. They just sent us pierogies in the mail. Yeah, and we have to wear the socks with sandals, and they give us pierogies that says, remember Parma pierogi? No? Well, here, have some of these. So what kind of, real quick, since we are a sci-fi podcast, what would be your favorite sci-fi film you've ever seen?
Favorite sci-fi film
the
we've
Italian,
ever seen?
The Star Trek or Star Wars movies?
Yeah, what were those called?
Star Odyssey, I think,
Star
was one
Odyssey,
of them.
Star Odyssey, yeah. And that's a movie we played. It was, we called it the Spaghetti Star Wars. It
Spaghetti
was,
Star
It was
Wars.
An Italian sci-fi film that was kind of like a bootleg Star Wars movie.
Okay.
If we're talking about films that we haven't shown on our show, one of my favorite sci-fi films that we didn't show on our show is Star Crash.
Oh, Star Crash is amazing, and
I
loved it.
I
love
wish we could.
Star Crash. And a long time ago, before we were Mummy and Monkey, I did cosplay as Stella Star one year for a
really?
Show.
Yeah.
And Carolyn Monroe was really nice in person.
Yes.
Really
sweet
lady.
We were at a convention at Cinema Wasteland. She wanted to take a picture with you.
Yes.
Grabbed you from the side. Usually have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Star Crash is lens flare heaven. I love that thing.
How many times have I thought to myself, I just wanted to shout, Starship, halt the flow of time.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
And then
I guess you have to be an emperor.
One of my
that.
Favorite, like, public domain movie sci-fi ones that we've shown was Queen of Blood, starring John Saxon and Dennis Hopper.
Queen of Blood, yes. That's a great movie.
It's actually a pretty good movie. But
excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
I'm already a fan anyway, so aww. If any of you sickies out there are interested, The Mummy and the Monkey Show on Best
they can
way
check
to find
out
you?
Everything. All the links to our stuff is at on themummyandthemonkey.com. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
yeah, simple. It's so easy. Even a monkey can do it.
And we do. And check us out on Facebook, and that's the address.
We're The Mummy and the Monkey on Facebook, and we're also on Instagram, #TheMummyandTheMonkey.
Yeah, all right. We're all over the place, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.